Something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina Mara. And in studio, we've got comedian Alison Spittle. Good morning.
Good morning. Very happy to be here.
First time we've met.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
How do you manage to get this far in your career and you haven't even come in to see me?
I know. How long have you been going for?
Well, I mean, the show, geez, years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But thanks anyway.
No bother at all.
So listen, the whole reason you're in, you want to do a bit of plugging today, don't you?
Ah, sweet.
Let's
bit of
be
plugging.
Honest about
a
it.
Bit of sweet yeah. bit of promo. So it is. I'm doing a tour called Alison Spittle, Mother of God, and doing a big gig in Liberty Hall on the 21st of March.
Okay, so tell me all about it. The Mother of God.
Mother
What's
of God.
About?
It's about how I didn't get the part of Mary in the school nativity play and how I'm not holding grudges anymore.
Yeah. How many years later?
About 20 at least, anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
It's devastating when you don't get the part you want in the nativity play, isn't it?
What part did you have?
I never had any part. I was always like in the background.
Really? What's that sound?
That'll be my ring doorbell going off.
It sounded like a wind chime.
Yeah, I was always in the background.
You were always in the background. Were you not even a shepherd?
No, they say you're an angel.
Yeah.
Or you're one of these kind of people. You
got to be
glamorous
then. You got a pair of wings, you know?
Yeah.
You're like a Victoria's Secret model.
Oh, yes,
you know?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was, obviously. So you didn't get the part in the nativity play all these years later.
No.
And you're not holding a grudge, though.
Not holding a grudge, no. So the stand-up show is all about that, really.
Okay, and do you remember the name of the teacher?
I can't say, because... No, I won't say his name. Protect the innocent.
Right, okay, you can tell me off the air.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And come here, I didn't realise that you used to support PJ Gallagher. You did that before years ago.
That was my first ever gig, yeah.
So no pressure, like?
No pressure, no. And I only did the gig because he was on Naked Camera at the time. And I was like, oh, I'll just meet the fella from Naked Camera, that'd be cool.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
How did you get started then, doing the whole comedy thing?
I used to work in radio. I used to work in I-105, 107, RIP, that's gone. And Bernard O'Shea was the breakfast DJ there. And he did stand-up comedy. And he was doing a gig with PJ. And he told me, I should do stand-up comedy. You have a week to come up with material, do 5 minutes. So I did.
Okay.
I loved it, yeah.
And you loved it? You weren't terrified?
No.
Was that always the plan then, kind of?
No.
No. All right.
No.
What were you going to be?
I wanted to be a radio producer. That's what I wanted to be.
Right.
I went to college to do that.
Okay.
And I'd never thought of doing stand-up comedy before that. Have you ever thought about it?
Are you joking me? Not a hope.
Well, really? Not why?
Not if you said to me, I'll give you £1 million.
You seem very confident, though.
I couldn't. And actually, we did a challenge on air where Jim McKay, PJ's co-host of The Breakfast Show here, he had to do a stand-up show for the first time in his life. He had to do 5 minutes on stage.
That's basically what I did.
And he won an award for it. And PJ keeps giving out about he's been doing comedy, stand-up comedy for 20-odd years and never won an award. And Jim does one gig and he wins an award.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, so now
like the Mighty Ducks or something like that.
Yeah. See, I'd walk out and nobody would laugh. And then I'd stand there and probably cry.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think you would. I don't think you would.
Look, you're not putting me up to the challenge. So don't even think about it. How did the first gig go then?
Great. It went really great. I did most of my material about my granny drinking hot tub water, which was a thing that had happened a week before. So it went really well. It went so well that, like, looking back, it probably wasn't that good. But I felt like a god.
People laughed.
Yeah, they did. They did laugh.
Because sometimes what happens to comedians when they're starting out, they'll be doing a gig and nobody's even listening.
Really?
Yeah.
What gigs are you going to?
Oh,
you were given a description of a very depressing part of comedy. You got to go to the good clubs.
We went actually years ago to, there's a really famous, and I can't even think the name of it, comedy club in Times Square, New York.
Oh, yeah.
And we were told...
Is it a Comedy Cellar?
No, but we were told if you go there, right, what you do is, you know the way everyone wants to be in Times Square for New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
So you have to queue for 2 weeks beforehand to get in if you really want to get in. But they said to us, what you do is you buy a ticket to this comedy club, you get your dinner there, then they put on the show and then they bring you through with a wristband right up to the very front for Times Square where the ball drops.
What?
At midnight. So you're there just on time, no queuing outside. You've got your drinks in your belly, you've got your dinner in your belly, you've had a laugh all night.
Wow.
And it's brilliant. So we did that, right? Great idea. It was the most boring comedy show I have ever been to
no
in my
way.
Life. I literally was falling asleep.
Oh my gosh, so what were they talking about?
Maybe it's because we're Irish. We don't get the American sense of humour and we don't know who they're talking about.
Right.
But dull as dishwater.
And like, did the comedians notice that you were bored?
I'm sure he probably saw me. Actually, I went out mid-show to throw some water on my face.
Wow.
Because I was so sleepy.
Wow, you might as well go to Mass.
I know. So what else have you got coming up other than the show in Liberty Hall?
So I'm doing a whole tour. So the Mother God is going to Rathove and Limerick. And me and Kevin McGahern are doing a double header tour in May. And we're going to be hitting Galway, Cork. It's got very excited about that now because he's a good friend of mine and it'll be a good crack. So it'll be like 45 minutes of kind of newish material that we'll be doing together.
Okay.
And that's an exclusive.
So. Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
And how can we get all the info on that, Alison?
So you go to alisonspittle.com, but the tickets are available on Ticketmaster for the Liberty Hall gig. Yeah. And come along to that. Buy presents for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. See?
Yeah, you gotta.
She told us she was coming in to plug and
perfect,
she didn't lie.
Perfect Chris Kringle gift.
Do you know what's mad? You were born in London.
Yeah.
You lived in Germany.
Yeah.
And then you ended up in Mullingar.
Yeah.
There's not a bit of a German or London accent going on at all.
Do you think so? Oh, that's good. That's good. Because when I moved to Westmead, like my nickname in school was Stellboy because I had an English accent. Which,
me.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it more than the other nickname they had for me, which was Protestant. Especially on my communion day, you know?
Alison Spittle in studio. It's Something for the Weekend. Thanks for popping in for the very first time.
Thank you very much for having me.
No worries. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.